Nolte, Defund the Police backfires on Democrats, 75% want more cops. By John Nolte on August 5, 2021. A full 75% of those polled in an upcoming Harvard Caps-Harris poll survey say more police are needed on the street. Only 25% say no additional cops are needed. That 25% number should not be overlooked. As you can see, that's not 25% saying the police should be defunded. That's 25% saying they see no need for additional police officers. 72% of those polled say they oppose defunding the police, which is kind of odd when 75% said they want more cops. Anyway, get this. A majority of 52% support stop and frisk, and 56% oppose the elimination of cash bail. Stop and frisk is more popular than Joe Biden. Crime is becoming the next crisis in America, with overwhelming numbers seeing an increase in crime, and Americans want stricter, not looser, enforcement of laws, Mark Penn, co-director of the Harvard Caps-Harris poll survey, told The Hill. The Democrats embracing defunding the police, the end of bail, and using the China flu as an excuse to empty our prisons is one of the great unforced errors in political history. One of the primary reasons the Democrats lost so many presidential elections in the 70s and 80s was its soft approach to crime. In 1992, Bill Clinton finally turned that around by posing as a new Democrat who took crime seriously. And he did. In the 1990s, the explosion of violent crime that began in the 1960s finally died down. Only now, with the Democrat Party's anti-cop rhetoric, the defunding of local law enforcement, and their embrace of the domestic terrorists in Black Lives Matter, have violent crime rates exploded again. But if you look closely at the crime statistics, violent crime is only exploding in one place: cities run by lunatic Democrats and their George Soros-backed prosecutors. In MAGA America, life is as sweet and peaceful as ever. It's just a fact that for whatever insane reason, blue city and blue state Democrats have unleashed hell on their own voters, and the disproportionate victims of that hell are Black people. Even dumb Democrat voters who continue to vote for failed Democrats and their failed Democrat policies, even to these morons, quality of life matters. And few things undermine the quality of life more than the constant threat and fear of being a victim at the hands of a violent criminal. As someone who's lived in an urban hell, I can assure you it's no way for anyone to live. Even criminals hate living like that. Until this actual poll is released, we won't know the deep dive numbers. But I'm willing to go out on a limb and predict that the 28% who did not say they oppose defunding the police are white Democrats. Let me tell you, there is nothing more dangerous than a white Democrat. These monsters have been making life miserable for Black Americans going back to Jim Crow and slavery. And now these patronizing racists are making life miserable for Black Americans with a pro-crime and pro-criminal agenda that doesn't hurt white Democrats but sure hurts a whole lot of Black people.